I wanted to try to discuss a little bit more of the practical side of Al Zushin. We spoke more about defining the mitzvah, putting it together with Yichud Hashem, defining what the mitzvah is, perhaps a little bit about the process, putting it into context. But I'd like to move on to the practical side of things when it comes to Ahavas Hashem, the bottom line, if you will. Because as far as I can tell, there may be a little bit of semantics, but the summation of all madregas in Avodas Hashem ends, so to speak, meaning that the top of the ladder is Ahavas Hashem. Could be Yiras HaRoimimus and Ahavas Hashem go together, but essentially, you know, Chovas HaLevavos, when he talks about the levels of and the stages of development, Ahavas Hashem is at the top. The way the Rambam describes it, it seems to be at the top. The basic structure is Ahavas Hashem is the ultimate expression of our Avodas Hashem, and I think therefore, you know, this is where it's all heading to. Yira is part of Ahava. We'll talk about that in the next couple of weeks. It fits together. When we say Ahavas Hashem, we mean really the culmination of all of the awareness that we tried to develop in Yediyas Hashem and Yichud Hashem, bringing it down into my emotional world and really transforming myself into a happier person, more uplifted for a person who's more just overall integrated in a complete way, midos, deos, everything, just living with Hashem. And that's really why I think that's the culmination of it all. I'll give you a couple of angles or entryways into the practical side of Ahavas Hashem. Chazal say, b'chol avavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'aydecha. What's b'chol me'aydecha? So Chazal say, Rashi brings it, Yesh Adam shegufoy chaviv alav mimamoinai, v'yesh Adam shemamoinai chaviv alav mimagufoy. Aside from the fact that it may be hard for us to understand how there could be such people, but there are. So what's the Torah saying then? If there's a person whose mammon is more chaviv, so right, then that's b'chol me'aydecha. And if the person whose nefesh is more chaviv, so b'chol nafshecha. Either way, the point is, whatever is the most chaviv to you, you have to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu with that thing. If your goof is the most chaviv thing to you, if yourself is the most chaviv thing you have, so you have to give that to Hashem. If your mammon is the most chaviv thing to you, your career, your bank accounts, whatever it is, so you have to serve Hashem with that. You have to, whatever the most chaviv thing is. And I think that this brings into the dimension of Ahavas Hashem, of Avodas Hashem, an issue which it bothered me for many, many years. How come there's never any discussion about this topic? And you read the Svarim and you don't see a direct discussion until you talk about people who are being makarev, other Yidden to Judaism. You talk about the values, our values. Values are arachim, our values are the most important thing to us. How do you make a hierarchy of values? What's the most important thing? The second most important thing? You see sometimes in Chazal, in sugyas, like in the Gemara and Megillah, if you have meis mitzvah and, right, so you have sugyas where they tell you, you know, this comes before that, presuming nisa before, you know, this and that. You see that they had a concept of you have to prioritize sometime, this comes before that, and that comes before this, etc. So you see that there is such an idea. But overall, there doesn't seem to be any discussion about how we apply our values. You know, we see in Chazal, Shabbos comes before Kibud Av V'Em. So if your parent tells you to be Mechalel Shabbos, so you don't listen to them because Shabbos comes first, right? Your relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and serving him, because your parents are also chayav to serve him, so there's a hierarchy. It's clear we have these things, but there's never like an open discussion about it, and I think that really it's in the sugya of Ahavas Hashem. That's where our values are truly defined. The sugya of values is in Ahavas Hashem. Yesh Adam Shegufay Chav Mimonai, V'yesh Adam Shemimonai Chav Migufay. And really all day long, you don't realize it, but you're making judgments based on your values. Where time management, the whole sugya of time management. How do I decide where to put this hour of time or that, you know, that hour of time? Should I spend it with my family? Should I learn? Should I do this or that? Does this mitzvah come first or that one? What's more important to me? And the truth of the matter is that it's really a sugya and a havas Hashem. And so, on a very practical level, I mean, again, there's a Shulchan Aruch and there's sugyas as well. Sometimes the halacha determines for us which comes first. But the halacha is built, I'm suggesting that those halachas are built on this principle of that our lives should be based on making decisions of what's going to get us closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, you know, some of those things are determined by halacha, but some of them are determined by our own personal decisions. And our own personal decisions have to be according to the principle of Yesh Adam Shemamayinai Chavi V'Lav Migufa, Yesh Adam Shegufa Chavi V'Lav Mimamayinai. And whatever the most important thing is, I have to realize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right, comes above that. And then there's other hierarchies. For example, I don't know if you've heard of it, but Rav Noach Weinberg developed a shiur based on his understanding of the Chinuch, where the Chinuch talks about, there's different girsos, but the Chinuch talks about how everything is toyu, right, hevel and toyu and shav in the eyes of Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is the ultimate. So he mentions in some girsos four different other things: toyu, hevel, shav, ephes. So Rav Noach had diukim, and he came up with what's called the five levels of pleasure, which he understood from that sefer Chinuch. He broke it down into, there's the love for physical pleasures, yeah, which is the lowest or the most primary level, right? That's where we love things from this world and we enjoy them. Then there's love itself. There's the pleasure of being good, the pleasure of having power, and transcendence, and ultimately transcendence, living literally with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, in the ultimate sense, is the highest form of pleasure of what he calls a Havas Hashem. And the truth is, you can love a Kaddish Baruch Hu in all these different ways. A person can come to Havas Hashem through learning how to use the physical world in the service of Hashem. A person can come to Havas Hashem by the power of love, like the Rambam says. The Isha is a mushal for that. He always used to say people are willing to die in order to be good. You know, if you put the question to them, you know, either kill these 10 innocent children or we'll kill you, right? Every person would die instead of why? Because the person's willing to die in order to be good. Right? That's the bottom line. There's something that I'm willing to sacrifice, power. And the ability to not you know, there's a counterfeit also in each one of these, but the ability to create and have the ability to build and develop things in the world is very high up there, and ultimately transcendence. But again, he based his understanding of how Ahavas Hashem works on a practical level based on a hierarchy of values and pleasures and levels of what a person is willing to, you know, sacrifice one thing for another and that for a higher thing and that for a higher thing ultimately. And so, without even realizing it, again, I think Ahavas Hashem, if you really put it to the test in your own personal life, you'll see it's a constant challenge to live with Ahavas Hashem, because it means that I'm getting the most out of every experience, number one, and number two, I'm making sure that what I'm involved in fits according to the real hierarchy of values of the Torah. So, you know, this is like a bottom line practical acid test to know if I'm really living with a Havas Hashem am I just not living up to the standards and the values of the Torah? Am I not utilizing my time? Am I not being an efficient and effective person at time management. Time management is, there's an ADD thing with time management. You know, people are just, you know, they're tsufloigena, as they say in Yiddish. They're just mavul bal, you know, they're busy and confused. But, you know, when it comes to Havas Hashem, there's no, that's not an excuse. We have to reel ourselves in and make sure that we really are getting the most out of life, because that's really what Chazal are saying, b'chol ma'idecha. Right? It's not just give the most away, you're giving it away because you want to get the most out of life, the most that life has to offer. It's a trade-off. You're not giving away the most important thing because there's a mitzvah to give it away and get nothing in return. You're giving it away because Ahavas Hashem is worth more than whatever that thing is. So I always have to have a clarity, what I'm living for, what my values are, where that fits, and be clear in the moment of why I'm making the decision I'm making, and why that's Ratzon Hashem, and why this is a sacrifice I make at the cost of this, etc. That's really a fundamental aspect of Kiyum Ahavas Hashem. And it's interesting, it's not really discussed openly in this way, but I firmly believe that this is an idea that is rooted in Ahavas Hashem. Another thing that's brought down is in the Medrash Halacha on the Pasuk of Ve'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, it talks about b'chol levavecha, right, b'chol ma'idecha over there. It talks about Avram Avinu and how Avram Avinu was me'ahavehu al habriyos, me'ahavehu al habriyos. So what's the Rambam brings it down and say for a mitzvah, it's mashma over there that it's a kind of a simin ladavar that a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that he shares his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with other people, because he understands how good it is, how important it is, and he sees that it's a real value, and he can't bear watching and seeing other people who don't have it and who are missing it. So Ahavas Hashem then is on, you know, and again, I think this is in our generation, this is a very, very practical point, which is just a simen ledavar that a person loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, are they feeling the pain of other Yidden who don't have a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what are we doing about it? Again, I'm not saying leave learning, I'm not saying go out into Kiruv, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's always something that a person, if they're paying attention and they're being real, there's always something that affects a person. I want to daven more, I want to give tzedakah to those places that help those kinds of people, you know, I want to do it myself, I want to, you know, I whenever an opportunity comes my way, I try to find, you know, an opportunity. Rav Moshe says a person should give meiser on their time to people who are less. That's maybe a din in meiser, but it also comes from a sense of responsibility and a sense of love for Yidden and appreciation, that when I have something that's so good, it's just not right to hold it all for myself and not to share it with other people. We live in a country where there's literally millions of Yidden who you know, they are the best candidates for Kiruv on planet Earth. To go to a United States of America today, I'm sorry to say, you know, the candidacy for Kiruv is dwindling in the United States of America. People are, those millions of Yidden are getting further and further and further away, you know. It used to be 20 years ago, so both parents were Jewish, but, you know, they had weird last names, you know. But nowadays, it's either one parent is Jewish or neither parent is Jewish, and they think they're Jewish. You have to just, you know, keep looking forward, and you realize if we haven't reached them yet, you know, we're trying, but, you know, the trend is things are polarizing and they're getting further away. But here in Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden here in Eretz Yisrael who we live amongst, they still very much have a tam and something to work with. There may be a certain, you know, shell you have to break through, but it's still, you know, they care and they have a They have an interest. You just have to get through the outer shell, which is something that, you know, is a unique skill. But either way, the point is do we feel it at all? Do we feel in the opportunity and in the moment a need and a desire to want to share with other people, you know, or do we feel isolated? And I think this is also something that on a very practical level we can ask ourselves, you know, where am I with regards to this? You know, where's my Ahavas Hashem? You know, I can encourage myself to work more on it and to be more connected to Ahavas Hashem. When I consider how many opportunities there are with our children, with neighbors, with friends, even here with our landsmen here in Eretz Israel, all around in many, many ways, there's many, many ways to affiliate and to be connected to this, and me'aveyu al abriyos, it's a way of life. Avraham Avinu, everything he did, he was trying to be me'aveyu al abriyos. If he was involved in tzedakah, if he was involved in chesed, he did it not just because it's a mitzvah of chesed. He was thinking about how do I make Hashem beloved to human beings, to people in the world. What can I do that they should also come to love Hashem? It bothered him that they didn't want to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Part of his kavana was that. And I think this is just a very, very, you know, like a very practical area where we can all be more connected and more focused and more activated in terms of seeing our Havas Hashem grow and develop. It's an open field. Now, the bottom line also, when it comes down to, you know, the practical side of Ahavas Hashem, I saw recently, I was going through Evan Shlema, which is one of the Talmidim of the Gaon wrote, I think, Malakate, and I'm saying it's all the Gaon's teachings, but it's like Malukat and Mekuvitz from either things that he wrote or things that they heard him say. Right, and a lot of it is Dvarav Mamish, but it's not some of it is a Tamtis of Dvarav. Either way, he writes over there, and he has a section on Avodas Hashem, specifically the Inyanim of Ahava and Yira, and he says over there that both Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are a Matana min Hashemayim. Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem is a Matana min Hashemayim. This Lashon also, similar Lashon to this in Mesil Sisharim, where it talks about at a certain level of the ladder of milas that you're achieving in Mesil Sisharim, it says that from here, Ad Kan, the Yad Ha'adam is Magia, and your Hishtadlus and your Hachanas, and from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give, right, to give it. The Netziv also, and the Tanya, this Yisoid is in many places. This idea that the real love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person is just absorbed completely and just in love with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a matana min shamayim. But just because it's a matana min shamayim doesn't mean that the matana is given without me doing the work. I have to do the hachana, so to speak. What's the mitzvah of the Torah? The mitzvah of the Torah, right, the way we understood it is that I have to do the process of the hisbainanus in order to bring myself to the tzima'on, to the thirst and the yearning and the desire. That's making the hachana. The actual gemar, right, and the tosafos and all those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives those things to us b'matana. That's the way that the achrayinim fear ice. They finish off the explanations on this mitzvah. Now, with that in mind, I think it's a very important point here. Ha'ara Cheshuva Ad Ma'od. In terms of growing in Ahavas Hashem, you don't measure it necessarily in terms of the feeling that I have or the state of being that I have, so to speak. In terms of am I really on fire and in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because it could be that taka is a matana min hashamayim. So the way to measure whether I'm growing in Ahavas Hashem is by matching myself up to the standards of the work and the hachana that needs to be done. Am I doing the hachana? Am I doing the work? That's how I measure myself in the growth in Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam says it's pashut. A person has to be koveya itim, yeah, to set aside time to think about things that are moidia loyas kaina. That's the part of it that we can do. The rest comes as a matana min hashamayim. But, right, does a person have a seder? Yeah. the Seder and, right, we could call it our Seder and Musar, right? That would be what maybe we would call it. But, you know, what's the goal of my Seder Musar? The goal of my Seder Musar is to think about things that are my dealiest kind. I have a Shesh Mitzvah to Midas Musar Seder, right? Instead of working on the Midah of Kilus, yeah, I'm working on a Havas Hashem, right? Instead of working on the, you know, on Haser Kasmi Libcho, which is a Davar Chashuv Ad Ma'ayt, I'm working on Yira, I'm working on Leida. But, because these things are all connected. It's just a different type of Musar Seder, Be'etzem, but it's a Hisboinenus, and it's a Hachana for the part, and that's the part that I can do, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu then for me to have it be Chalami, the Siyata Dishmaya, and the Matana Min HaShemayim. Now, if that's true, so then it just points more in the direction of having to have absolute clarity of, you know, so what does this Seder look like? What would this Seder look like? Yeah? If I were to make a Seder, 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, whatever, if I were to make a Seder, what would that Seder look like? Yeah? How would I go about it? But right, and then, you know, be mafashpesh or mamashmesh, am I getting the most out of that Seder, right? Is it quality? Is it efficient, right? And make sure that I'm doing the work, so to speak, the real way to grow in Ahavas Hashem. I think there's plenty of in terms of chomer, so to speak, there's endless amounts of chomer to use as dvarim shemaydim layas kainai, information that informs me of my Creator. I mean, we have books, we have oceans of supply of material that we could put in front of ourselves to consider and ponder and contemplate during that Seder. That's not the issue. The issue is making the time. It's a value issue, right? How much do I value a Havas Hashem? Would I spend 15 minutes a day looking at news broadcasts on, you know, Yeshiva World News? I have 15 minutes to sacrifice every day out of my busy schedule to look at Yeshiva World News updates to see what Rav Avadia Yosef has to say about some candidate for Chief Rabbi. That I have 15 minutes for, but to think about what, you know, Dvarim Shemaydim Li as Koini, right? Am I able to carve out of my schedule, you know, a will-do lunch with a Kaddish Baruch Hu? It's funny, but you think, like, values are values. Yesh Adam Shechaviv Olav Mamoinai, Yesh Adam Shechaviv Olav Shechaviv. But this is the real thing. To grow in Ahavas Hashem, we have to carve out time out of our busy day to be Maidia Lanu as Kaina, right? As Kainenu. That's the only way to do this. There is no other way. We're already, just to come to the Seder and learn the Mar Mekoymus and to spend time already puts you in a whole different category than 99.9% of the human beings on planet Earth in terms of being Maidilacha as Kainai and all these things. But that's just the beginning, right? That the Rambam was talking about a career. He wasn't talking about, you know, a tekufa in life. He was talking about making a career out of living this way, of spending constantly time every day thinking about things that are Maidili as Kaini, and doing the work, the Hachana work that builds us and develops us in this direction. Now, one other thing which I think, you know, is perhaps not necessarily in terms of the actual work itself or you know, the challenge itself of the practical side of Avos Hashem, but it is an important thing. I don't know if you guys got through it. I did put it on the Mar Mekoymus. It's a Shla who talks about the different levels of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And it's clear that, you know, we have a person who loves Hashem because Hashem is going to give him schar, and Hashem is going to protect him from tsaros, and he loves Hashem because of who Hashem himself is, right? And within that there's the Sefer HaIkrim says that there's something called Toiv, something called Orev, and there's something called Mo'il, right? There's Ahava, I love this person or this being because of who he is, I love him because it makes me feel good, right? Or it's beneficial for me. Right? There's a difference between makes me feel good, which is more like a piece of pizza or something like that, and beneficial is it gives me something, you know, that is lasting, that is an advantage, right? So the real Ahavas Hashem, the true Ahavas Hashem, is Ahavas HaToiv. It's Ahavas HaToiv, which means I love Hashem not because of what He can do for me or what I get out of it, but because of who He is. Because of who He is in His essence, in His Maila, the virtues that He has, who He is, that's why I love Him. And so the graph of growth and development is to try to work always towards coming to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the right reasons, not just because I get an advantage out of it, or I gain, or there's something in it for me, but because of who He is. That's the real reason to fear Him, and that's the real reason to love Him. And so the Shlomo lists all these different levels of like a progression, if you were to chart it out, what it would look like, a person going step by step and level by level till they reach the top of the ladder. But the question is, all these books, all these Sfarim have all these levels, all these, you know, the ultimate levels of Ahavas Hashem. So why do we need that? Yeah, is it just to make us feel so small and unaccomplished and everything? Because look at all these levels I haven't accomplished, right? You know, so the Chovas Halavav is a very interesting shtickle in I think it's in the Shar Avodas Elokim, actually tucked away in a funny place. He asks, what's the toelis of all these svarim that talk about all these givaldiga madregas and avas Hashem and avodas Hashem? What's the point in listing out, you know, multiple levels upon levels upon levels of accomplishments? You know, I know I'm not there. What's just making me feel, you know? He says this question. So he says a very important thing. He says, oh, so he says, that way you know how to see where you are, and then you know, based on an understanding of what leads to what and how the system works, what my next step is and what I need to focus on. That's the only reason we have these smart. With that list out, at least that part of it, which lists out all these levels, is so that I know exactly where I am and what I need to work on now. And this is a very fundamental part of the process of growing in Ahavas Hashem, is identify for myself what is my main challenge in this area of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavas Hashem. What's my block? What's holding me back? Where am I? Yeah, you know, where am I in the process of my Ahavas Hashem and my Yiras Hashem and my Yediyas Hashem? Where am I? Where do I stand? What's the issue? What's holding me back? What's my next step? How do I do that? And it could be that I won't find it necessarily in a sefer, and it could be I won't even necessarily be able to identify it in myself. Al zeh ne'emar, aseh lecha rav. What if I need a rav to answer a sticky shalom bayis shaila or a sticky, you know, personal midos question? I can certainly be mekayem aseh lecha rav in an Ahavas Hashem question. Also, it's part of avodas Hashem. Could be you might need to find a very specific person to ask the question to, but either way, the point is, aseh lecha rav also applies over here. I need hadracha. I need etzah of how to identify the nakuda that's holding me back, and what the etzah is of how to move forward with it. But why not? I'm willing to ask etzah on the most private and personal matters of my whole life. And talk to Rabbanim about it. And so why not this? Why is this not also fair game in Aseh Lecha Rav? We have Sfarim, we have things, but sometimes we can't always figure it all out just from reading, you know, Mesilas Yesharim or a piece of Shlah or the Mar Mekoymus that are handed out over here. We can't necessarily figure it all out. We get a general picture, but Aseh Lecha Rav, it's a very practical step in how to do this. So, you know, these are just some pointers, and I would say this also, just as a to tie it kind of all together. Ahavas Hashem is koilel everything. Yiras Hashem is koilel everything. It's not an area of avodas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is something that's like You know, they today in quantum mechanics, they have there's the basic field upon which everything else kind of, you know, is sits and rests. Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem are in and through everything else in all that we do. It's in every mitzvah, it's in every hanhaga, it's in every tenua, it's in everything. So it's not like a midah pratis in avodas Hashem. It's not a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah. It's not an area of avodas Hashem. Ahava and Yira are koilel everything. If my Havas Hashem is good, my relationship with people are affected, my relationship with everything I do is affected. So when I upgrade or downgrade in a Havas Hashem or in Yiras Hashem, it goes through everything. It affects my work day, it affects, you know, my attitude towards my bank account, it affects how I manage my time, it affects how people look at me and how I look at them. It goes through and through every single aspect. It's not a detail or a prat, it's a klal hakol es hakol. So when you think of it in those terms, that means the opportunities to work on it are basically from any area and from any angle in life. But because it's so all pervasive in every aspect, I really need an eitzah of how to grow in Avos Hashem. I can't just, you know, assume if I take on a specific hanhaga or I do that or this, that it'll necessarily work. It has to be something that takes into consideration the fact that Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem is an entire state and an entire state of being that affects and is connected to everything I'm doing. So an Eitzah in Avos Hashem has to be an Eitzah that is dealing with the Havas Hashem as truly what it is, and Yiras Hashem is truly what it is, which is it's involved and relates to everything that I do. So changing the way I live and doing different types of hanhagas and things like that, to be very careful what we take on and how we take it on and when we take it on, because there's a very delicate balance of how we grow in Avos Hashem, since we're talking about something that really does affect everything we're doing throughout all of, you know, our day and throughout all of our lives. It really requires an amkus, a havana, a muka ad ma'oid, in order to be able to really understand. Because otherwise, we're talking about something we read in a book or something, and it's disjointed. It's not connected to the person who we're talking about. Where is this person coming from? Where are they really holding? Is this the Eitzah that really is Matim for them to work on, that's going to open the Pesach for a real stage of growth? So there needs to be not only an Eisei L'Charav, but an Eisei L'Charav of a unique sort. There are a lot of Rabbanim, and I don't mean this L'Ganai, Chas V'Shalom, there are a lot of Rabbanim who can answer a Shaila in Hilchus Tefillin, or can answer a Shaila look at a Mara, or this or that, or even those who can do that in many Chadrei Torah, or Kol Chadrei Torah. Yeah? But, we're talking over here about something that requires an Amkus Miuchedis. I don't know how many people there are, honestly. I'm certainly not qualified. I know what I know, that this is something that requires an amkus miyuchedis in asei l'charav, in the eitzah and the hadracha that we have and that we take from, and what we hear and what we read and what we see. It really is a delicate matter, and I can only say, having had Shaychus to Rav Noach Weinberg, for example, who was a man who, you know, on his gravestone, you know, they wrote, this man was Mekayim Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius. They wrote it on, they carved it into the stone with black letters. That you understand what I'm saying? And you don't find too many people that have that carved into their gravestone. In addition to the Memches Kinyonim of the Torah and other things that he literally mastered, and I could see it. I spoke to him many. He has a lot of things, you know, but I'm having talked to him and gone to him and been misyayetz with him, it's just a different, it's a very different experience. You know, it wasn't like, you never got Mar Mekoymus. It was always talking through the process and really understanding and applying it to you. And you know, there was something very special going on there. And you can tell the difference. Like, I'm going to just say that. You can tell the difference when you're talking with someone who's mamish mekayem these inyanim and someone who knows about these inyanim. So ain't you can't compare the two. You just can't compare the two. Yeah, I understand. So I'm saying, so those svarim are probably better, so to speak, svarim to focus on if we want to get more, because a person whose life was dedicated to this area, you know, there's a unique quality to the insight and to the way they're masader the ideas. And so, you know, that's it's just aselech harav, but aselech harav means something specific when you're talking about these in yonim, you know, not the same way as, you know, I have a shaila in hilchos tefillin, which is also, you know, dvarim cheshuvim, and it's ratzon Hashem, and you need to have qualifications to be able to be poisek halacha in any area of halacha or any area of Torah, to be a master, a baki, is a dover. It's a tremendous accomplishment. It's a davar atzum v'noira, and I'm not mezalzel in it a ki huzeh chas v'shalom. It's a davar gadol v'noira. But you know, here we're talking about mamash the tzura and the binyan panimi of an adam, and everything is affected by it. The whole, you know, the whole chayim of a person, all the way in and through everything he does. And so, you know, aselech harav takes on a deeper and perhaps a broader mashmos in this area. It's whatever. It's a, you know, but still, the same applies, that we need to know where we are, and we need to know what's holding us back and what the next step is. And that's, you know, that's like anything in that we want to grow in avodas Hashem. That would be the case, but certainly here, that's the toelis that we have from knowing all the levels of. And aspects of Ahavas Hashem, and I think, you know, this boils it down. You know, we talk about our values, we talk about, you know, sharing with others, and we talk about the process of the Hachana itself, and that we measure ourselves in terms of the concrete steps of and Aselech Harav and the quality of the Aselech Harav are areas which I think can help tremendously in focusing on how to grow in a Havas Hashem, specifically where we can focus our attention and how to go about it on a very practical level. That's what I wanted to talk about today.